I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Tuesday was quite a day for political activity. There was some good and some that was downright embarrassing. Attorney General Bill Barr appeared for the first time in a year before the House Judiciary Committee. He faced accusations that he was carrying out President Trump's political wishes, that his department has downplayed the effects of systemic racism, punished the president's enemies, and caused real damage to our democratic norms. What he really faced was a hostile, angry, contentious, and extremely rude line of statements. Normally, the thought would be that he faced a rude line of questions, but he was given little to no chance of answering the questions. More often than not, he had to sit through angry statements followed by the opportunity to respond to a question with a curt yes or no. If he tried to expand on an answer, the rude Democrats would cut him off by saying, "I reclaim my time." As the Attorney General stated at one point, he thought it was supposed to be a hearing where they wanted him to be heard. The line of political statements were not only rude, but were quite transparent as nothing more than opportunities to get news clips to be used for political campaigns. While previous witnesses have faced hostility from congressional representatives, the House Judiciary Democrats seem to surpass any disrespect shown to previous hearing witnesses. Despite the disgusting way he was treated by the committee, the Attorney General, for the most part, remained composed and calm, occasionally rising to finish an answer. We were also treated to a speech by Joe Biden from Delaware. Many points of his speech echoed efforts currently being undertaken by the current administration, such as coming up with a vaccine to the coronavirus and making sure we bring back more manufacturing jobs to the U.S. The latter point is something that President Trump has been working on since he took office. Biden's plans seemed to be ambitious, but he offered no hint as to how he might pay for any of his suggestions. But what was apparent was that there were times he seemed to be weak and feeble. At times he seemed to grasp at pronouncing words or linking one thought to another. What was noticeable was the Q&A that followed his comments. Someone wrote out a list for him that itemized the order of reporters he should call on. They wrote down the name and whom they were representing. The questions were softball and friendly. Some of the reporters were smiling when they asked questions. It was a love fest. No follow-up on anything that would really make him think. The media seems to love him as an alternative to Donald Trump. President Trump held his own press conference, touting his administration's recent $765 million loan to the Kodak Photography Company under the Defense Production Act to finance the manufacturing of pharmaceutical ingredients. He claimed that, quote, "it's a breakthrough to bringing pharmaceutical manufacturing back to the United States," end of quote. The president emphasized that no American has gone without a ventilator due to supply shortages, despite contrary predictions during the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. He highlighted his recent executive order aimed at slashing prescription drug prices. The Q&A was going fairly well until CNN reporter Caitlin Collins asked a question about comments made by a Houston doctor touting hydroxychloroquine. The doctor has made some outrageous statements, and the president deleted his retweet of the doctor speaking about the drug. But as the president tried to answer the question and then move on to other questions, Collins kept interrupting him, so the president abruptly ended the press conference. Now, this kind of rudeness is something that would not be seen at a Joe Biden press conference, but is something that might be found at a House Judiciary Committee hearing that featured the Attorney General. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.